says from now, the Gemara says, Omar Gidol Omar Rav, Omar Eshkin Be Eshna Perek Zeh, Eshna Masechta Zu, Neda Godol Nodol Arikei Yisrael. Someone says, I'm going to get up and learn this Perek, this Masechta, and say, Neda Godol Arikei Yisrael. The Rosh learned, so it's a Din Nidre Mitzvah, and the Ram learned, it's a Shua. Beth Gemara, Ai, V'loi Mushba, V'oi Mit Mahasinayu, V'ei Shua Chal Ala Shua. Someone who makes a Shua, or neder to learn this parak, l'choret minatayu yavachir to learn tayo, therefore ain't shua al gabe shua. So the Gemara answers, al kamashmon kiwin di boi potin nafshe bekuya shema shachas v'arvis, shemalachi chayla shua leo. Since if you want, you could have pat yourself from learning tayo with learning the same kuya shema once in the morning and kuya shema at night, therefore still the shua is chal upon it, you have a chir to learn whatever parak you said, whatever mesef you said you're going to learn. So first, this halacha, the Brota of Shukhroyuch and Simon Reish Yud Gimel and Yerodeo, the person when he says to go learn this parak, this Masechta, he's a Nidre Mitzvah and he has a Chiv to Mekayim that what he says. And the Shavua also brings it down in the Simon Reish Laman Ches, he brings down the same Gemara, he's going on the halacha of Kvei Itim Utayuah, that a person is Kvei Itim and he has a setting to learn every day a certain amount, emotionally he's going to learn Chavetz Chaim two halachas a day, and what happens, he forgets to learn that during that day. So it comes at night, says Alocha, Yeshlume Miyat, you have to finish it right away. Says the Mishavura, why? It's a neder. It's a neder. If you don't do it, you're over by the Yachal Dvaroi. Says the Mishavura, therefore, even if something you didn't have might make a neder, but if you know you can do it one time, and the Alocha is, if you know you can do something one time, and you have a mind to do it bekvias, you have a mind to learn Chavetz Chaim bekvias, there's a chiv with a reiser to learn it every single day. If not, you're over the Yisrael by the Yachal Dvaroi. Any good and hover that you do one time, you have a chiv to keep on going and doing it constantly. And therefore, again, a person who learns two halachas a day and his mind to do the seder every time, and if he is mevatel that, he's even Israel by Yachal Dvaroi, and therefore he has to be Sadech Chavetz Chaim, you have to be matinetter if you want to stop or if you plan not to do it that night. If you have a chavrusa, a seder, you plan to learn the chavrusa for a seder, every day you come and you start at 9:15. One day you decide, you know, you're not in the mood, or whatever the reason is. The Choyafi Matan Neder, the Chavetz Chaim Yigdan Al Gemara, and the Chesem and Aleph, and he says, it's Mamish Din Neder, and therefore, if that was your plan to learn every day during this run, Choyafi Matan Neder, and it's like, even this is the right, so, who didn't, yeah, he said, before you learn any Seder, you say, Shreve Mi Neder. Any plan you plan to do, before you start having a Seder, before you start having anything in Allah, you plan to be Kriyas, you say, Shreve Mi Neder. If not, you have Mamish Achiv Neder. So that's only Mishas Chak. You shouldn't do that, please. You should never be beforehand. If not, you should be Matan Neder. But that's just to my order, the Olam don't seem to do that, and they seem to be very lax about it. And from Al Gemara, before this little call, why you would have to. Al Gemara was more last week that I wrote down a machlokes, where did last say Moshani appears with Ellis, where I go as a college marshal. So I said that Yashiv says also to go speak about your parents to advise them, to marshal to a doctor. So the makor for this, I heard from Mr. Kaplan, or I heard from Chaim Yitzchak Kaplan, all this, it was Rabbi Yashiv. And they said they heard it from Rav Reuben. Rav Reuben, one the person who wrote the Sefer Aruch HaShabbos, this one for a night, he gave a drush a couple of years ago. He said that in Hanof, there's a person who needs to go to a psychologist, and he asked Rabbi Yashiv, should he go or can he go? And he said no. So therefore Rav Reuben gave a whole drush and said, Echlami, it's also why it's also keeping Vazi appearance. After that, therefore, people will swarm, will stick toes about, print in different places, it's also from Yashiv. So I went to Reuben this past Shabbos, and I asked him, if it's true, he said it's true. However, Rav Reuben said afterwards, after his Joshua, he went to Mavar and Metzias, this seems this person got worse in his health, and he went to Mavar and seeing if Yashiv holds Mekadin, it's Mutter, Goma, to Ghost, because Lashon Abayi appears with Ellis. However, he holds going to college, there's no point. So I asked him, go to college, he said, no, don't go. However, Rav Reuben said, it's more to go and go to the psychologist. And Rav Mugerson last week, he asked Rabbi Yashiv, I think on Thursday, he asked him, are you allowed to go to a psychologist? And the word of Rabbi Yashiv is this the derech? And he said, yes. He says, motor. So I said, last week from Rabbi Yashiv, Mavar is not true. You know, Rav Reuben said originally, and people wrote about it, however, Laloko, Rabbi Yashiv certainly holds more to go. I know Rabbi Yashiv needed for Shlem, but he's in the hospital. Fine. Back to our sugya. The from our sugya, the pashas, it sounds like that you can account the chiv of Talmud Torah by learning once in the morning, once a night. So everyone in Vada is asking that Torah is veichoshiv Talmud Torah kneg kulam through Tarek Mitzvahs. And Moshe the Chavetz Chaim says in Torah Sabayis in Parakei that marshal, let's say you see a person drowning, and you run, you jump to the water, you swim to him, you save him. That day, the simcha that you had, you saved the person's client, so you'll never forget that day, never forget that moment, what you did. For the rest of your life, I saved somebody, I did something. It's you save one person, because also it's as if you saved the whole world. Mamash, you'll never forget that simcha. You see a whole boat drowning. He says, let's say you had opportunity to save a person, and you didn't save him. For the rest of your life, what you felt sad. You felt pain, you feel that you could have saved someone, you didn't do it. The Gemara in Megillah says, Godel Talmud Torah Metzolos Nefashos. What is greater? Talmud Torah is more important than Metzolos Nefashos. It's greater than that. In Chofetz Chaim Light, it's different. You ask a person. One person, he saw someone drowning. He ran and jumped and saved him. Another person, the same hour, he sat alert. What's Godel? What's Godel? Who saved? The person saved him. Said Chofetz Chaim, no. What's Godel? The person is single learning. That is more important. That's what's greater. Therefore, the person who goes to Torah, he should makshiv it. Every moment he's learning, this is not so precious. The simcha that he has when he saved a person's life, that's the same simcha he should have for Torah, and how much is he makshiv Torah? So that's the kuyama. Everyone agrees the chashivas of Torah, and you have to makshiv Torah. And the other person should learn every moment he has. However, let's go technically through the sugya a little bit and see how much you have to learn. So again, the pashas of the Gemara is that you can be kind of the mitzvah of the gisa b'yom of alayla, is once in the morning and once at night. Comes along the round right away and he jumps and he says the Gemara Kedushin that says v'shinantim levanecha she'idi v'toyim chudodim b'ficho. Person has to have Torah sharp in his mouth, and anytime anyone asks him a question, I'm the gamgam. You can't mess up, you should answer right away. You have the chiv zok the round l'fikoicha, you have the chiyah to learn korega v'rega. I, the Gemara says that you mekayim lima Torah once in the morning and once at night. So the round answers, no, avadi of the chiv l'fikoicha. However, to Mekayim was first in the Torah, that can Mekayim once in the morning, once at night. However, since the drasha, the Shinantim Levanecha, is only came from a drasha, therefore the Shur is Chalach on it. So the Ran says clearly, you have the Chiyav to learn Torah every moment, every spare second. Now the Ran over here, the Ritva says the same thing. He explains what Pesha and the Gemara a little bit differently. He says, the Gemara says you can make a shvur, meaning because sometimes you cannot learn Torah the whole time. The Moshe says you have to go work for Panasa and turn in the Heretz. You have to survive, you need food. Therefore, at that moment, you have no Chiyav Talmud Torah. Still, that's when the shvur is chal. But Avadi, you have to learn every moment. So again, we have the Ran of the Ritva, look at the Shittim of Kabetz, it's the Reim Shito, it's the Ran B Shito, that's the Talmud Ramban. And Brochus, on Dr. Alpha, and Beis, Tosfos, it's the Kasho. How come? By tzitzis or tefillin, every time you put on, you say bracha on tzitzis and tefillin. Mashing in Torah, every time you learn Torah, you should have a chiyuv to make a bracha. So Tosfos, why not? Because you are not miyayish in Torah. Because the chiyuv to learn Torah every moment, the gisid b'yom of alayla. You never miyayish from it. Since you never miyayish, the bracha you say in the morning goes on all day. Therefore, it's a Tosfos and the Mordechai say the same terrors. You have a chiyuv to learn korega b'rego. So we have six rishonim, the Ran, the Ritva, the Ranbi, the Tosfos, the Mordechai. They all say they have a chiyuv to learn kol v'rega v'rega, any moment, any spare time. Notice in the Rishonim, Halacha, the Beis Yosef, and Tzimim Zayin asks, why do we not make a bracha of Birchas HaTorah after we learn Torah? Like we say, I'm benching the marshal, we say a bracha afterwards. We want to make a bracha on Torah after we're finished. And with the Beis Yosef, there is no after. There's no after. We never stop. The chiyuv is kol v'rega v'rega. You can make a bracha afterwards, and there's no after. There is no after. You have a chiyuv to learn every second. What? So there's the Masakin every day. Could be said the Kona every day, but boy, there is a beginning, though, so if you wake up, maybe it's Ezra Das, it's good Kasha. But that's the terrace, it's a good Shaira. Sorry? It's a Kasha that is Samma, so good. Or any time, good Kasha, it's Slach, Einsham. So go feel off on base, the Rachman Meskit. But the Meister Base, Joseph does say, still you have Chiv Korek, or Egger, if you don't know Chiv Tun afterwards. Void, the Taz also four different times in Arachayim, he says also you have a chiyuv to learn every single second. One of his cases in Chalamoid, he says, why could you write in Chalamoid Shtukh Torah? He says, because you have to learn every second, chiyuv amels b'Torah, so what is it? So you have to, that's the chiyuv right now, so why do you want to write in Chalamoid? It's put down that way in the, also, the Shaks Ayah brings down that way in Chagigin and Avod. Same thing, and other parts came all bring down to this, like the Rishonim, they have a chiyuv to learn korek v'rega. Mr. Brewer and Simon Kufin, he writes that a person has a chiyuv to learn kol zman sheyesh lo pnai. A person has a chiyuv to learn any and every second he has free time. There's a chiyuv mamish. Esther Orach Hashulchan also in Yerodeh Simresh Mavav Siv Zayin Shulchan Orach Rav and Simen Kuf and Mavav and Arachayim. They all say like these Yerushalayim Apois can say clearly there's a Chiyuv to learn Korega Vareka. That's one Yerushalayim in the Sugyo, and very clearly from our Apoiskim there is another Mahalach in the Sugyo. There's a Advaz in Simen Tov Tov and Tess. He writes, he quotes the Ran that says there's a Chiyuv to learn every moment, and he says he's a Das Yochid. He writes the Das Yochid, he writes all the Mepharshim argue. He starts listing Rishon after Rishon that argues with the Ran. Goes to the list of Rishonim. He says it, and you know, I can argue a lot of his Makaris, but he says the list of Rishonim. The Ran himself, Joshus, and Josh Zion, he says himself, he writes also the Chiv only once in the morning, once a night. And the Bechstav Ram over here brings down all the Rishonim, Bechstav Ram, the Sugin Avchetz, brings down the Meiri, brings down Toysvis. He says, well, just read the Pasha of the Rishonim, and they say clearly only once in the morning, once a night. So the Machlokes Rishonim, and the Chiv to learn, once in the morning, once a night, if you have Chiv Kavir Itamotaya, or the Chiv to learn Korega Varega, every single moment. Bechstav Ram over here again, the Sugin wants a time, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, and neither one says the Chiv to learn Korega Varega, the only right is the Chiv Kavir Itamotaya, the Rambam, Pek Aruch, Machaches, Shulchan Aruch, and Tzim Kufim Hei. So therefore the Chiv is only to be Kreitim. So it's Machloikis. The Makov Machloikis, Patashis, the Gemara Menachos, the Gemara that Tzarek Tesser obeys, the Gemara says, Lechem Aponim. The Torah says, Lefanai Tomen, Lechem Aponim has to be in front of me constantly. Says the Chomim with the Mishnah, what does it mean constantly? Harash brings down the Pasuk, and when one person takes one out, the other one brings it in. At the same time you push one out, the other one comes in. Because Tomen means literally constantly. The Biasi learns, how the Gemara explains, that you can take one, the old one, take it out in the morning, put the new one at night. Tomlin does not mean constantly. Tomlin means once in the morning, once a night. That is considered a constant. So, that's what the Mishnah says. On that, says the Gemara, since we have machlokes about the word Tomlin mean, does Tomlin mean every single moment, or does it mean once a day? So therefore, Rav Ami and Rav and Rav Yechon say, according to Rav Yossi, the lacha is just like Mekayim by the lechem upon him, once in the morning, once at night, who get worked in by Talmud Torah. The pasuk says, "V'gisa by yom v'laila," that you have to meditate day and night. Day and night means once in the morning, once at night. That's Rav Yossi Shita. That once in the morning, once at night, Mekayim to learn Torah, and more than not needed. However, Bishmol over there says, "The dima is a Bishmol." Said, "When can I learn Chochmas Yivanis?" Bishmol said, "The pasuk says, "V'gisa by yom v'laila." In the time when it's not night and when it's not day. So Mishmol says you can never learn Chokhmah Yevonis and you have a Chiyuv to learn Torah constantly. Pashas the Machlokes, Mishmol versus the other Moraim. The Machlokes of Yoshi and the Chomim, if there's a Chiyuv mamish literally constantly, or is there a Chiyuv once in the morning and once at night? That's the Pashas how the Brichs Avram over here in the Sugya says that this Machlokes we shine him over here on the Avches and the Dorim, the same Machlokes of Tanoim and Amoraim in the Avchak Tesla base in Menachos. Says where? The Pine Tomah. Tomah is even worse. So, the Chavetz Chaim over there has a Sefer Rekutei Halachos. He writes to Menachos, the Tzarek Tesfon Beis, he says, Napshat. He argues with the Ram, and the Great Shasak, and I say Yudal is the same thing, and the Chidor also, Beki Yosef, and Yadar, Reish Menvav, all three say the same Yosef, that the Sugya Menachos, when they argue whether you Mekayim Torah once in the morning, once at night, or all day, everyone agrees you have a Chiyuv to learn Torah every single moment. Kuli Alma. The Machlokes is only based upon the Pasuk of Lo Yomash Sefer Torah Zemipicha, Begisi Beyom HaValayla. On that specific Pasuk, are you Mekayim it living once in the morning, once at night, or do you have a Chiyuv to learn all day? That Pasuk, what does it get over that Pasuk? Is that Pasuk, like a Vyesha Shita, once in the morning, once a night? Or like the Chomi, you have to Chiyuv to learn all day? But if out of the other Pesukim in the Torah, the Zomatim, Oysim, Eschanechem, the Pasuk, Vishinan, Tumul, Avanecha, those Pesukim tell you, why is it Chiyuv to learn Korega, Varega? The only Machlokes is, what does it get to the Pasuk, Lo Yomosh? You ever said, the Chavetz Chaim, Kuli Amo, when you have time, you have to learn Torah? The Gemara over there is talking about when you don't have time. Talking about a person who is Oysim, Gemara, Panasa. That, the Shev is, what does it get of Torah? Find Eshia Pshav the Gemara of Nachas. However, Lalocha certainly chutz from the Indian that is subject to Eisla and Avadi Abimachman, the person is Chiyuv to learn every second. Besides from the Indian that Avadi the Tzirotz and Avadi Hashem wants you, and come and Gemara say that you should learn every moment and Kosh Baruch Christ if you don't learn Torah. Besides for that, but we pass in the way it's Mekubal in the Yeshivas, in the Shabir Paskins, there's a Chiyuv to learn every second, it's Mekubal in the Yeshivas, but any and every moment that you have, Panay, any free moment that you have a Chiyuv to learn Torah. Just the shout now is once we have this Machlokes, if the Chiyuv is every second or once a day, Kriya Itim or every second, and Malacha and Pasha, everyone should do that. You have a chiyuv to learn every second. What is to every second that you have? What is to the p'nai? What is the free amount of time that you do have? So certainly, if you want to eat, or you want to sleep, or you want to go to the bathroom, these things are Pasha, you're allowed to do that. Why? All, if you don't sleep, you're not going to learn Torah. The sleeping is an extra mitzvah for Torah. If you don't eat, then you're not going to learn Torah. Those things are Pasha that you're allowed to do, because that's a hechsher for Torah, and it's even a hechsher mitzvah for Torah. The Mishnah in Ovis in Perek Vav, it says, Mem Ches Dvarim of 48 things, you are 48 ways you make a kinyan on Torah. One of those 48 things is Miyat Sicha, not to talk too much. So the pastor's learning learns not to talk too much. You should be Ma'ayit in your Sicha. You should not speak as much. The Tvayasal on the Mishnah and the Goyin himself, he writes, that the when it says miyat sicha is not bloshen shlula, that you should not talk, that you should talk. You should talk in divichal. Why? Because a person who does not talk, he will not be able to have yeshiva das, not to have benuchsa nefesh. An economic person, he should talk as much. He should talk whatever he needs. A miyat sicha is a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to talk a little bit. That's what the Goyin learns. Even the Goyin himself in Peah, he writes that the Chiyuv to learn Torah called regular, regular, in the beginning of Peah, he writes it very clearly. It says every single word of Torah, every single word is connected kulam. Every word of Torah is 630 mitzvahs. And make a cheshbon that you speak Peah 200 words a minute. 200 words a minute times 60 times a whole hour. 1 hour, you get over 7 million mitzvahs. Over 7 million mitzvahs. Yet he still says you should have miyatzicha. You should speak, you have a Chiyuv to speak. So how much is your Chiyuv to speak? How much do you have to speak already? So the Reb Chaim Knievsky has a most sefer called Orchos Yosha, and he brings down the Goyim, he brings down the Tzvayis Yisrael, and he brings down the Chazanish, and the Chazanish, he asked, how much should you speak? So he says, once you hit 10 minutes, then you should, you know, be worried, you should be machped already 10 minutes. But the Chiyuv in the Mishnah is, no, 5 minutes, you know, when you walk to Tirek, you walk with the guy in Shmuzdim, or you have to make a Seder to talk, you know, when you walk, or when you eat whatever, lunch, stuff, you can talk to a person a couple of minutes here and there.
But today?
He said 10 minutes, that you should, once you, the words in our conversation, surveys, is once you 10 minutes, ich beslay, you should be marked on it. What's to get a miyat sicha? He's going on this Mishnah. He himself said, yechid eskul should be higher, and any person, of course, if you autumn, but you should realize that there's a limit, a goal. It doesn't mean sit and talk for a couple of hours, have a whole shmaka session. Unless it's been ismadim, you need it. Well, chusmizah, there's a miyat sichu. This chiyuv is a chiyuv is a miyat. Not more than that. But, and that's, if not me, a person needs more, a person, somebody needs more than that, depends on the week, depends on the day, depends where they're holding life. Avada, there's a chiyuv, that gives menuchas nefesh, and avada, you're allowed to do that. That's pashut. Fine. These are things that are pashut. What about for parnasa? Person, for parnasa, whatever he needs, the tzarech is motu. But how much is considered parnasa? If you go to college for 10 years, become a doctor, and this is what he needs. You get to spend 10 years in school. Is that mutter? Is that also? So the Gemara in Brachos, in Naflam and Hay, the Gemara says that where is the Makor that you're allowed to work at all? So the Shema says, the Pasuk says, Lo Yomash Sefer Torah Zem Picho. So that a person should not be, a person has a chiyuv to learn Torah constantly. In fact, the Gemara, you might think, Dvarim K'Ksavim, that it's mamish. Every single moment that you have to learn Torah. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, "V'safta d'ganecha." The safta d'ganecha tells you have a right for panosu. You have a special Pasuk in the Torah telling you you have the right to go work and not to be learning Torah every moment. So, what does this have to? How much does this have to panosu? How far do you take it? Is it the minimal? Is it what's accepted? Is it more than that? How far is this have to panosu? So, look in the Keren Oyer on the Sugi Nedarim Daf Ches. He takes it to the extreme and says, whatever you need, and nothing more than that. You only have a right to work, whatever you need, and nothing more. The mamish, the minimum of the minimum, that seems to be the going to pay also. What? No, don't say your base? Don't say it that way. Doesn't mean Yachil is down on the going. Yachil doesn't mean that. So, and the going seems to say the same thing. The Achrayim explained the Goyim, the Beke Shmuel already, and the Kedushin Simchot Zayin, the Kedushin Oris, the Minil Alf, my God, explains what is Pshat, that you have a right some to work. Pshat, you have a right to work, is working itself is a mitzvah. To go to do Panosa, Kar in their heads, that itself is a mitzvah. So just like you can mevatel Torah for any mitzvah, who would think mevatel Torah for Panosa? Once the mitzvah is not needed anymore, so you can mevatel Torah. since you get whatever you need, your basic needs, if you cannot move out for your basic needs. And that's how the Keren Ori says it. However, the Shulchan Aruch says it a little bit differently. Shulchan Aruch, based upon the Gemara and Laman Hei Rebbeis in Brachas, says a person should not make his Melacha Iker Eloi Arai. Should make his Melacha Arai Utarasa Kva. He says what a person should do. A person should make his Torah as being the Iker and the Melacha Arai. How much is that? Says the Mishnah, that's Kedei Panasosoi. That's Panasso. How much is that Shayatin? That's Kol Echlofi Erkoi. How much a person in his Madrega, where he's holding, as Ramosh and Shiva writes in Chavaches, that a person is usually Ishbeinani, they have a right, he says, to go work to make milk and bread and things your wife expects to have, your children expect to have. Those things are nichlas in the Indian of Torah Kva. The person has a right for Panosa, Lavdaka for the minimum, whatever is accepted in society, and that says, Shulchan Aruch, you should make your Torah Ikur. That is what a person should do. Everyone over here about it is Machshav Torah, everyone's in their soul learning Torah, and you should follow what the Shulchan Aruch said. The Shulchan Aruch said what you should do is make your Torah Ikur and your Melacha Arai. What about Harbei Klai Yisrael, Inichnami, they themselves, Inichnami are not knowing that way, they're knowing to make the Melacha Ikur. Is there a head to for them? Or is it not, they're not allowed to do it? So Moshe and Shuvo, in Aruch Chaim, in Chavaches, it's printed in Sefer Zikaron in Staten Island. He has a letter. First he gives Moser and explains that a guy wants to be a doctor. And he says, first of all, Panosa is all calling Mazel and Schosim, and you don't have to waste so much time on it, and gives him a Moser, a whole Moser shmooze about it. The Vata, there's no need for it. However, you wonder, halachically, technically, what's the halacha? So brings down to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, neither one says it's also to go do malacha for the sake of Ashiris. Neither one says it. Neither one says once you get whatever you need, you have to go learn Torah. They tell you what you should do. What you should do is to make Torah Kva, and you also makshiv Torah, and it's also Foshis. It's the Galus of Torah, the Chshivas of Torah. However, it does not say it's also. Never says the word also. What's the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Gimel in Alacha Vav in Yochas Talmud Torah? Misha Nasa Libra in the Kaya Mitzvah Zu Kuroi. Someone wants to make the Mitzvah correctly. Lias Muchta Bekesa Torah and have put upon him the crown of Torah. Lo Yasiach Daitim with Vav Machayim. Should not be Masiach Das from other things. Lo Yosim Alibra Shikna Betorah in Ma'isha Vakovik Achas. Person to get the Kesa Torah to do the Mitzvah B'Shleimus. What should he do? He has him that Masiach Das and do the minimum, and then in Chami make the Torah Kva. That's the person. So, in the Mishal Shamali, she says a few Madrega. If you are that Madrega, you're Machshav Torah in the Sand Torah, if you're Chos in the Parish, then in Chami you have Chiyah to do it. But that does not say the word, every person does not have the Chiyah. If you're at the Madrega, of doing a Mitzvah B'Shlomis, yes, you would have a Chiyah. But you have to first get to that Madrega. Everyone else should work upon it, and the Shulchan Aruch said, you should make your Torah Kva. Therefore, Moshe, he ends off in this tshuva, and he writes very clearly that asachiv, there is no chiv to learn Torah korega v'rega, even though he himself writes the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, there is a chiv whenever you can. However, panosa is a heter. Panosa not just a heter for your minimum, not for the beni. Panosa is a heter to do whatever you want. There's a heter panosa to do whatever you want. The pasuk says, v'safta de ganecha, you can do whatever you want. However, that's not the right thing to do. That's not the correct thing to do. And you are being mevatel Torah, but it's a bittul Torah, but not even it's a batsim. Ever avadi, you have to makshiv Torah.
What do you mean?
Your mevatel Torah doesn't mean that you're missing.
What do you mean?
No, you took away Torah, you should do.
You're being mevatel Torah, you're part of the Torah.
And you want, I want Mabat of the Chiyav Torah, and Mabat of the Torah. Because the person, what he should do, and when he and every person has Makshav Torah, the person, the Shulchan Aruch says, like the Gemara in Brach, Bamahir Bein, to make your Torah Kva. That's what, and every person should try to do as much as he can. Some people, when I say the Mishnah, what that means, Kdei Panasosel, if you're Erkav, nothing more. For Ashiris, there's a Mishnah, that's not Kva. But Moshe says, is there a heter for Ashiris? Yes, there's a heter. Look at Evan Ozel and Malachim Parakei. You all seem to say there's a heter to do whatever you want, for what you want. However, there is a heter. But is that what you should do? Avad or not? Is it the right thing to do? Avad or not? And even things that you are allowed to do, Lamarshal, not to put on tzitzis. and not put on Abba Kanfis, the Gemara says, "Be'idim Rischo, the Kosh Baruch is angry at you, you're going to punish you not putting on a beggar with Abba Kanfis and Chayv Yitzitzis." Even though everyone agrees, you have no chiyuv to put on Abba Kanfis. So even the things that Be'etzem, there's no chiyuv to do, still can get punished for it. That might be now, but that's not what the Gemara is saying. Even one Kamal chiyuv, still Be'idim Rischo, you're going to get punished for it. And if also you up to that Madrega going to Torah, Avada, you have to also have a chiyuv to do it. But says a Moshe on them and also on others that the head to Panosov or Sata Ganefa is a head to cross the board. However, again, everyone has Matra Torah. It's diamonds, it's pearls, it's Tam Torah Kenegad Kulam. Avada, it's every hour, 7 million mitzvahs. Avada is something you should do, something you should strive to and push to do. But technically, to say Klal Yisrael is over soon in America, or wherever they're going to work, they're not even Israel. Fine. What you learn first? Unless you're in Yeshiva, you're learning things. So, the halacha again is that Talmud Torah is Kenegad Kulam. Kenegad Kulam, Mishnah and Peah, Rotam, Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Reish, involved in Yerodeah, that a person has a chiv to learn Torah, and therefore, whenever he can, meaning whatever Pnai is. And so Shulchan Aruch, if he gets Chayei Tayag Mitzvahs, Shulchan Aruch thinks that this halacha is Kenegad Tayag Mitzvahs. Why is it Kenegad Tayag Mitzvahs? It says the Rambam, because Torah is made with the Maisa. The reason why Kenegad Tayag Mitzvahs, because Torah brings you to Maisa. Therefore, it says upon this the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and of course Talmud Torah, Perek Dalet. Therefore, Dafka Torah that's made with the Mitzvahs is Kenegad Kulam. However, he writes, if you learn Kachim and Taharis, that's not Kenegad Kulam. He says, true, it's Godel Meshav Mitzvah, but it's not Kneged Kulam. The Kneged Kulam is only Torah made with Dei Maiso. The Shonim and Achonim first can bring down this Losh and Torah made with Dei Maiso, and therefore, only Torah made with Dei Maiso Kneged Kulam, and all things are not Kneged Kulam. Even though it's much more a Maiso to learn Shabbos, Negev once every step. But right now, things are Negev every day. Once you finish... What should be? If that's the cheshbon, so like you're saying, you should learn first halacha l'maisa. You should not learn noshim zik. You should learn brachos. You should learn Shabbos. Learn chulin. Learn things that are megaya. Loidim. And Echanami, if you look in the shach and simulation me involved, he says, what should you learn first? He says clearly. He said, don't learn Gemara. Go learn halacha. That's what you should do. The chaodim is a psicha, right? What should you learn? Not Gemara. Go learn halacha. Chavetz Chaim, in his own psicha, he also writes the same words. Shekol Masha Odom Loimed, Apil of the Kachim Atiris, he himself, he's the one who made all this to a Kachim. He writes, even in the Kachim Atiris, Makai Mitzvah say to Talmud Torah, you are Makai in the Mitzvahs, Odom Hashan Mitzvahs, and therefore you should not have a Talmud Torah. The Kol Malkim, Ika Limit of Odom, Tzorach Lies for Limit of Made with a Maisa. The Ika Limit of a person is what's made with a Maisa. That's Chavetz Chaim himself says.
Somebody says in the
Psych. There is where we're going to go after, once you learn things.
The question
is
the same as...
Not the same, so it's not the same. He says it also can be negayah, and if you should learn it, then they match it.
What's
the negayah?
What's the
negayah? There's the Gemara says four things, but there's a Rashi says three mataris. Problem is sure we're having done both. But yeah, it's good kashrut. They ask what happened to kashrut. Sometimes they bring it down. Sometimes they put in kashrut. Sometimes it's right. Economy. Taros Yegra is strict on it. I think it's since I'm a Gimel and Shom. But at least over here, Mishnah Berurah bring down kashrut matayrus. Those are his words. Shulchan Aruch writes it clearly. And I told them that the Be'ikar, what you learn, you should learn Torah made b'day Maaseh. Shabbos, everyone learn it on. It could be Negeah. You should learn that how kashrut your mouth is, how much you have to be shame and pair. That everyone, they say, is Negev by Svira, you should learn the Shuras. Why? Because you're all Mekabel from the Hasina Yeshua to Mekayim the Torah. And therefore we have to see how strong and Achoshiv the Shuras is, to therefore we should work upon it and Mekayim the Torah everywhere in the Torah. However, still, it's not really Negev the Maisa. So why do you learn things, Noshim the Zikim? Why is that? So the stipler has a letter, and Kana de Igreso, and Chalapay, Simon Ayin, Esimon Aleph, and Hudin, the Oyasol, the Sol Slantum, the Geras Vav, the Yeses Kasha. The answer, Matthias, I think the island says over, that first, before you learn Halacha, you have to first know how to learn. You have to know how to learn. You have to understand how to read a Torah, how to compare one thing to something else. And says the Stipler, and the Sol Slantum, that how do you do that? You learn Lashon Zikim. These things sharpen your brain. They open up your kishroiness. They teach you how to think. These things have longness to it, have a sharpness to it, and it makes a person learn how to learn. To stop, open up a Mishnah Brua and just to read it, you can't compare yourself to understand what you're saying, how to read things correctly. First, you have to know to learn how to learn. How much is that? How long do you spend Lashon Zikim? First 20 years of your life. You have to learn how to learn.
So
if
it's in English,
you
should go first.
No, still,
I have to do
some advice. You have to learn also at the same time as Shulchan Aruch, but also you have to learn how to learn, you have to learn how to think. You see, a lot of people make mistakes, they compare things, they don't understand things, or measure them, the next time you learn the cycle, 5 years later, you see, well, that made no sense. Everyone grows, they learn how to stand, they learn how to think. So how long is that? How long do you have to learn Lashon Zikin? So Stipler's letter writes, how long? He says 5 years after Yeshiva Ketana, which is our high school. 5 years afterwards, which is basically, everything done. They learn 18 to 22, 23, they go join a Kol. Kol, what they learn? Kula and Shabbos, Brachos, the Yeshiva cycle is 5 years. That's Yeshiva cycle. Afterwards, they expect you to go do something else.
You think you have 5 years after high school, 5 years after?
Yeshiva Ketana and after high school. That's a cycle of life, 5 years. Every person can be different. Some people might need a little bit longer, some people a little bit shorter.
Why after
high school? That's really why you're at high school.
No,
that's what he says. That's how long you should learn to sharpen your brains. Whatever, 22, 23, whatever the age is, whatever the get is. But some people more, some people less. But about the after the said, the Ica point of Torah made the day my soul. Therefore, even now when you have a free time, people who have been in the storm, they have extra time, even when you're in the time, you should learn Allah al-Maisa. Take out a Shulchan Aruch, take out a Rambam, and you should learn Allah al-Maisa. That is the main point. Tell you maybe with a Maisa. Who didn't, you have a free time, Rambam and then Shulchan Aruch, and then scale as much as you can, whatever you can, you should try to learn Allah al-Maisa. Because that is the whole point, that's connected to Kulam. That's Kenegat Kulam. When you're in the free time, you make a Seder. What Seder you should have? You should try to learn Halacha Maaser. True Halacha is in the Chavetz Chaim. Hilchos Shabbos. Chavetz Chaim, the Akdomah says, if you do not learn Hilchos Shabbos, he quotes the Yarish Tavash, Vadois, you're going to end up being Chol Shabbos. It's a Vada you write, you're Chol Shabbos, Chol Shabbos for Shabbos. You have to learn Halacha, you have to learn Halacha, and that's the whole point of Torah, is Torah Meir Vodei Maaser. That's why it's Kenegat Kulam. Just Beis Levi writes in Pasha and Shmois, he says that when a person, let's say a doctor, he's a Mechal Shabbos, so when he's Mechal Shabbos, he's Oyvei Nisr. So let's say he's someone who needs help on Shabbos, let's say he's B'koch Nefesh, and you have a choice what doctor should use. You use a Friday doctor from a doctor, so you say this Svara, take the Friday doctor, take this person with Michal Shabbos, let him do B'koch Nefesh, and then you save him from doing any Issa. He's not doing an Issa, it's a right to be Michal Shabbos, no Issa at all. So the base Levi, no, it's incorrect, it's not true. A person, if he would be Michal Shabbos anyway, he is a Michal Shabbos, a doctor, a Friday doctor, who's been Oisek and B'koch Nefesh, he's over the Issa of Chol Shabbos, he's mamsh over the Issa. And Beis Levi is comparing it to the halacha living in Chutz Laaretz, that people say, Aspanosa, you have to live in Chutz Laaretz. And if they say, not Aspanosa, they would go there, they wouldn't still live in Chutz Laaretz. They have no head to say, Aspanosa. You can't cry Einus if you have no head to have Einus. If you wouldn't have done otherwise. So the Chutz Chaim, in Shem Oilom, in Parakei, the same thing in Torah. Torah mentioned beforehand, you have a head to eat, sleep. And only that, these things are Hechsher Mitzvah, and when you end up learning Torah, you get the Schar, not only for the Torah, you get the Schar for the sleeping and eating. Think about it, the 8 hours you put in, the 10 hours, you'll be getting the triple the amount, you get all the time that you just waste the time, why not to learn better? Get the Schar for the whole amount of time. And all of a sudden, the Schar, and the Dafka when you learn, when you put in the free time, when you put in the flight, when you put in the extra moments, that's when you put in, then it's Megala, that every time you sleep, and every time you ate, then it gets Schar for sleeping and eating. It's Gevaldik for sleep. geschmack sleep, it gets hard for it. That's dafka, if when you have free time, you learn. That means any person, whether he's a balabas and learning, or whether he's a balabas and working, and he's fa'ikin, he puts in this 1 hour, for the and he puts his dafka, 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour at night, it gets chayr for his work, it gets chayr for his sleep, for his eat, it gets chayr 23 hours, 22 hours. Mash enkein for the Chofetz Chaim, you can only say oinus, say sleep, I have to sleep. You can only say that if the estimate is oinus. And let's say, when you're up, and you do wake up, mamash, you don't learn Torah. And you had a right to, which says the Chofetz Chaim, you have a chiv to learn correct, you have a chiv to do it. Says the Chofetz Chaim, then even for the sleeping, it's a bit of Torah. Even for the eating, it's a bit of Torah. Not the kind of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah then. Therefore, a person has to be very, very careful in the eating of Talmud Torah, to learn first, to know what to learn, to remember the Meisel Chor Zeikr, and void to be machshav Torah, and the sentence that's also precious, and to put in every moment, every free time he has. What? But the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa brings it down in Hilchos and Shmir Shabbos. And what doctor you should take it from? Doctor, prior doctor, all the reasons also but it brings down, bringing it down the. The Arkol Kibbutz, the Shmir Shabbos brings it down, and it's called Modern, the book on giving birth, childbirth, and Allah brings it down. And the Alpha is going to bring it down. The Chalevi is calling the Yehuda, is calling the Akhor, give it Pinchos. The Chalevi is going to say that way clearly. And he just takes it to the extent of a Friday doctor. You want to smash in the Piskei Tshuva, there's a letter in the back from Nasha Klein, Piskei Tshuva, the Chalevi Gimel. And he brings down, besides the basic lady, all the reasons why you take it from doctor, because it happens for you, and because they're quicker, and they're more resilient in the valley. He's always, even without the basic lady, you can't take it from doctor. Because they daven, and he says, I'll speak a chalim, the whole meaning of the chalim is from down for you. So from doctor is going to down for you. So why do you want it from doctor? That self is a cork method. That self is a better doctor. Void, he's more quicker about it, and void for all the reasons. But
it's
when the Chofetz Chaim, let's say your day is being down the green, sometimes he writes, when he writes getting the mitzvah, he says, Kol Tev V'Tevo. When he says you're getting a veil from a battle's man, he says, Kol Rega V'Rega. Why? Because it could be, if this is doing nothing, there is no Tev V'Tevo. Which why person do you judge? It could be every second is a chiv. The chiv is every second. I don't know what Kol Rega is, every second is every mashu, I'm not sure what it means. It does switch, I'm not sure why, could be like that. It could be, there's no way to judge. He's not speaking. Like he's sleeping, no way to judge. I'm not sure. But then, but the whole day when you speak Lashon Hara, you can speak 200 words a minute, and the whole day every word could be also. But again, every single word is, I think it's 7,300,000 mitzvahs. And the Chofetz Chaim writes also, that the Chofetz Chaim says you learn on Shabbos, and also can learn Targ mitzvahs. So, and he writes, Levi Ayah makes the Cheshbon, times 7 million by 613 comes out of 4 billion, I think. 4 billion mitzvahs, 1 hour on Shabbos. You know what Shabbos is? You know what? Leiv Leo, I think page 86. Leiv Leo. That's what he writes. Leiv Leo.
Why is Shabbos?
Why? I the Cheshbon, I don't know why. You have a lot of cash, is why. You said you heard it one time, right? You heard it from the Chofetz Chaim.
I don't know how hard it is. I mean, I've been dropping from one day to 7 million
mitzvahs
and I
learned
for 1 hour
than
the guy who
was 7 million. I don't know what's better, everyone is some before the agro, if you're serious, everyone's different. I don't know, but the Chofetz Chaim said, every person, Chofetz Chaim says this, the Ashkofa, you have to work it out, you have to ask your thing. But again, on Shabbos, how much of Shabbos, people, you know, by night, whatever you want to do, or whatever you do on Shabbos afternoon, Avada is a shame that it's tiny, Avada you have a right sleep, and to miss the sleep. However, you have to also understand that every hour on Shabbos is more than 4 billion mitzvahs. I think it's more than 4 billion.
I don't know if
it's a hetero, more than Shabbos. That's an Uri, and he himself argues, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Siman Reish Tzadik Gimel pass is against an Uri, and pass like all the Rishonim, that person should learn as much as he can, like about Abbas, if he wants.
Yeah,
but I mean, the
Shulchan
Aruch
is much better, but if you can't read and all that, so it depends on how much you depend on magic.
Don't say it depends on the writing. Don't say it depends on
the
writing.
No, I know people might say because of that, I mean,
this is
a
very obvious
sleep.
I don't know. I can always say what I see.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be the Chesed was right. You can ask even a better kasha. I quote you 20 mitzvahs in Kulam, to Sol and Sitzes and Tefillah, all kind of Kulam. So Tag Mitzvahs is 630 times that each one. So you're going to come out to infinite. It can't be. So I don't know. Look, also back and forth. Tony is connected. It never stops. So and finally, Chayav Tony is infinite. That is true. The Mishnah says it is infinite. Mechayav, I don't know how it works, but we're fine. That's my theory. Tony is choshev. You have to mashiv it, and whether you have a head to or not, certainly the ruts and avoyer, certainly the shleimus and mitzvah, certainly the keset Torah, you have to learn whatever you can. Just a skumbo was mentioned first that chol before you learn a seder. Or anything you plan to do, you should say Bli Nedek, you do it one time, you plan to do it constantly, and before you even Isra by Yaakov, that's probably more in a dorm. What? That's what you say Rosh Hashanah, but that's what you say Rosh Hashanah, but that's only Mishas Chak, that's not Shavuot Aruch. That's what it says. I'm listening. I know Chavos Chaim said when Stocker says, he said this specific case, says Neder, on Torah, he says on Torah, and Stocker, and Chavos Chaim said on Stocker, each case, we say simply, each time, don't say in general. No, so do me remember when Rabbi Taiva one time is. When Rabbi Taiva is one time. It's similar to Dalit the other day.
Ashurim is the same style as Red
Bull, one time? I don't know how Schar works. I'm sorry. No, it's a good show. Yeah, no. But, I don't know. Fine. Also, mentioning it last week, saying one thing about your parents, but that was the Vada Mortal Gnash says, just to correct that. When is a chiv on Torah? That is certainly machlokes. You're showing them as a chiv kol, a chiv kvi itim only. Also a chiv korek v'rega. Rega aloch is an afkamino. We learn aloch is a vadi. You have a chiv korek v'rega. Any time you're p'nai, whenever you have a moment. When is it a moment? A vadi in and sleep, and even there's a chiv miyatzicho, whatever that is, the gedur be madrigosai. There's a heter to panosa. How far is the heter? Some say the heter panosa is literally whatever you need, and not more. Shulchan Aruch sounds like that's a vada what you should do, and everyone over here should try to work and try to get the madriga, try to be there. However, so the moshe is a heter. If you're more than your shivas, your eyelado, go to a heter college. Technically, however, that's not something you should do. It's the wrong thing to look forward to. Everyone here trying to do the correct thing in your life. You should relax your Torah like it's also a parshas. And as halacha, what should you learn first in Torah? First, you should learn Torah maybe day ma'isa, and so even when you're in the dorm or in the nazir, whatever you're doing, should do halacha ma'isa. And basically, hopefully we should be all in the room, to mekabel all Torah. It's with college. Technically, a Moshe says it's more to it, but no one here should do it. He has a Moshe's moves in the body, something you should not do. It's bullshit. As far as Torah is, again, it's 4 million mitzvahs in 1 hour. In Torah, how can you even think? No, you need it. But after that, in this case, you're not going to be a doctor. Be a doctor, you wait 10 years, you want Pinosa, go Pinosa all the way. You should try to learn Torah as much as you can. That is the getter. The getter is you try, and not only try, that's the work of the boy, and that's Shleimus HaMitzvah. That's just Shleimus HaMitzvah. There's a key to do as much as you can. Every person that you put in this life to do the Ratzon HaBorei, that's what you have for you. Put it into the Ratzon HaMashiach. Now you have to ask the people in America who are Mati High School, here they are. Good travel. Maybe they prefer it. In America, they don't know about high school. Every case is different. Tak, we reserve to mekabel the Ol Torah, and with that we mekabel the bracha of not having Ol Panos.